You got to get through.
All right, hello. We are joined by our Top Fuel champion and our Traxxas Nitro Funny or Nitro Top Fuel champion, Steve Torrance, completing really what is the richest possible weekend in Top Fuel racing.
Hello.
The richest possible weekend in Top Fuel racing, collecting giant paycheck on Saturday, the winner's check this afternoon. But I have a feeling your first Indy win in your fourth Indy final round means a lot more than a couple of bucks.
Yeah, you know, I told my dad, I said, hell, let's go out there and try to win the race. He goes, well, go win that shootout and the race. And I thought, I'll give up the shootout for the race. But to be able to do both of them in the same weekend is really just surreal. Hell, I don't even know if I'm realizing what's going on right now. You know, you come to Indy, you race for a week. Back that up a little bit, it's loud. You come to Indy and you race for a week. And it's, I mean, this is our biggest race. This is what we race our careers for, is to try to win Indy, and it's a marathon. Hell, I'm wore out. I told JR, I said, I'm going to have to take a nap before I can party with my guys. But it's, you know, I mean, I don't think that unless you're a racer, unless you're in this situation, that you can really explain the feelings that you get, because, hell, this is us winning the biggest race of our sport. This is, I said this the other day, you can win a bunch of championships, and if you don't win Indy, you really ain't done shit. So we've won Indy. I don't got anything else to say.
On Saturday, you sounded really confident in your car prior to winning the shootout. Today, after seeing what Kevin Kinsley was able to do those first three rounds, what was kind of your, I guess, mindset going into that, just knowing what the drivers he's able to take down prior to the final?
You know, I was glad it wasn't Tony Schumacher. That guy seemed to have a golden horseshoe in his butt every time I see him. We were riding up here for the semifinals, and I kind of looked at the run sheet for the round before, and I'd seen Kevin was on the tree pretty good, you know, right there with Tony, and hell, they outran him the lap before, I think, or was real close. So it could have went to Kevin's way pretty easy. And I told one of my crew guys, I said, you know, hell, Kevin can pull this off. We can see him in the final, and that's what he did. So we had a really good race car all weekend. The car was quick every round, and I was you know, good on the tree, and I was just confident in my driving. And like I just said a minute ago, when you go up there with confidence in your car and just know that it's going to perform, and you hadn't really screwed up too bad all weekend, you know, you go up there with a good mindset. You go up there and just, hell, you're in the final round at Indy, and you're having a good time. There's some pressure there, but take a little step back and look at all the people out here and look at what you're part of. It's a lot bigger deal, and to even have an opportunity to race for the Wally is a big accomplishment in itself, because this is where all the baddest of the bad come to race, and we kicked their ass today.
How good did it feel to shed all that image of the underdog all the time in the Traxxas shootout and this race?
Pretty good. I started hollering before half track because I could hear you wasn't even there. I don't have a radio, but I knew I couldn't hear him. I was just hoping that it didn't blow up and fall off and run in the wall or something. But when that light came on, you know, it just, you're overjoyed. I mean, hell, any race you win is a big deal, but when you've been trying to win one so long, so hard, you think, maybe I got a curse, or maybe I got some kind of wind repellent poured on me before I come to Indy. So I was glad to get the monkey off the back, for sure. And you know, it's kind of like the deal with Andron. Everybody talks about how many times he's beat me, and then they talk about how many times you've been to the final at Indy and haven't won. So we get to check that off of our list.
No one's got anything to talk about anymore. Talk to me about Richard Hogan. Talk to us about Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana. They're have established themselves, obviously, as a premier pair of crew chiefs to run your operation. And, you know, you saw something in both of those guys that you knew they would work well together. What, from when they started together to where they are now?
You know, Richard Hogan is one of my best friends. I talk to the guy every day. I talk to him every other day, even when I had to fire him. He was mad at me for like a week and then went back to being buddies. he's a really quiet, really collected, reserved guy, stays to himself, and just lacks confidence sometimes in himself. So I seen the potential in him. I seen what he was able to do. He went out and won a bunch of races with Melanie Troxell. He went to 7 finals in a row, and I mean, you can ask any driver out here, that ain't always all the driver, that's the car that they're in. So I knew that the guy was capable of it, and it took a couple years to get the right team assembled with him, and Bobby Lagana is just a great fit to work with Richard. Richard lives in Montana. He comes to the shop, you know, two or three times a year. Bobby runs everything at the shop, runs the guys, and he's the glue for Torrance Racing. He keeps everything together. He keeps our parts attrition down. He keeps rolling parts out, and we sell things to people I've never even heard of and seen in other countries. But, you know, Bobby Lagana is the glue. He keeps Richard just smoothed out, and, you know, Richard will get spun out pretty easy and tipped over, and,
God dang it, Stevie, what the hell are you doing?
So you kind of got to keep him on an even keel all the time, and that's what Bobby's the best at. And as long as you keep Richard focused on the race car and keep everybody out of the lounge, and he just comes out and turns the knobs and changes the timing in the box and stuff, I mean, hell, he does good, and he produces. And I'm proud to have him as my crew chief. I'm proud to be part of a team that he's tuned, because he's come out and shown that he is not another just has-been crew chief. He's one of the best.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.